Lindell TV is pleased to present The Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sentinel Report. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have an incredible guest for you. He's a returning guest, and actually, we're going to be bringing him back on a regular basis. He's just a fountain of wisdom and knowledge and insight that is just extraordinary. So we're very pleased to have Dr. Bregan joining us again today. Before we start, obviously, we'll begin with our Bible verse, as we do every day. This comes out of Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Amen. Little encouragement for you there. Also, folks, before we get started, a word from our partners over at NobleGoldInvestments.com. We are at war and we are in a recession. These are two things that the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until the cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? Of course, the answer is you. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family. Things are only going to get worse from here on the economic front. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or more. So stop worrying. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. You can't go wrong with NobleGoldInvestments.com. Obviously, there are risks with all investments, and there are no guarantees of any kind. Going over to news, folks, we got a couple of quick things. I just went to go visit my friend Heather Hobbs at an event that Priests for Life was having. And we've had her here on the show. She was talking about border issues. She's a wonderful lady. But she had shared this testimony with me personally. The doctors had repeatedly urged her to kill her babies. And she consistently refused. And I've met her children. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. And so I just want to share this. I took a little video of her and I talking about this. It's just a few minutes. But check this out. I think you're going to be blessed by this. And if you ever hear a doctor telling somebody that they need to abort their child, remember Heather. Watch.
Just be a minute or so. You don't have to have a check.
I can't have nice hair in Florida. It's like frizzy.
Hey guys, Alex Newman here, and we're with Heather Hobbs. She's a national leader in the pro-life movement, and she's got a really unique personal story. And we had her on as a guest recently. You probably remember her. She was talking about the border and the trafficking of women and the horrible things going on there, and girls and the forced abortions. But she has a personal story that I just find incredible and inspirational and amazing. Heather, the doctors told you to kill your babies, and you refused. Tell us about it.
As you know, because we've been friends for quite some time, doctors told me to terminate three of my four children. And my eldest was conceived through rape when I was 19 and in Germany. I actually was raised on the far other side of the fence, the far left side, and so I did support abortion back then at that point. However, God used my daughter to help soften my heart towards life and towards, honestly, just him. So choosing life with her led me to feel inspired when I was told to abort again for medical reasons with my son Tristan. He was totally healthy and fine, but I kept going septic, and the doctors continually advised me to abort, saying my body must not like the pregnancy, there must be something wrong with the baby. And after I switched doctors, I found out that I actually had gallstones that was causing acute pancreatitis, and it wasn't the baby's fault at all. So I was able to tough it out and make it to 35 weeks. And he was born on my birthday, which was a great blessing. I always tell him he's the best birthday gift that God ever gave me. And then, of course, as you know, my son Gideon, he had a fatal diagnosis in utero, and there's no surviving patients like him on record. I was told to terminate him at 24 weeks because I was living in the state of Oregon that is legal there, and they were pushing it all the way until he came on his own at 27 weeks. Now, Gideon did have a tough battle to begin with, but it took only 13 surgeries, 15 months, and it was worth every single penny, every single moment to have my son here. And now he is healthy, strong, brilliant, and sweet. So all three of those children have built my testimony, not only in life, but in the value of human life. And what my children have done is every single child I've had has made me more and more close to God.
That's wonderful to hear. So what's your advice to women out there? Because this happens a lot, that women are pressured by their doctor to abort the baby. They tell them maybe it's going to have some sort of deformity, some health issue. The New York Times reported that the vast majority of the cases where they were saying the babies would have Down syndrome turned out to be false positives. But even if it weren't a false positive, you still, you know, killing is not a solution. But what's your advice to moms out there who are being pressured by medical providers, doctors, nurses, or even husbands or boyfriends to kill their babies?
What's beautiful about today is the world of technology that we have. We have the most pro-life young people that we've ever had in recorded history, and that's because we do have science on our side. Whereas people from the older generations, they didn't have the detailed ultrasounds. They didn't know that the baby can be pain capable so early. They didn't know that they retain memory or feel joy or fear, or if they hear a loud noise that it startles them. They didn't know any of those things back then when they legalized abortion and started making it allowable in the states. And so now what I tell girls and women is that do unbiased research on your own. I wouldn't recommend places like Google, because they are actually filtering out Pregnancy Resource Center. If you put in unplanned pregnancy, they're going to put only abortion providers. It's really, really disgusting. But the same can be said about finding the articles and the studies that will show you the truth about abortion. It is never medically necessary. There's over 100,000 pro-life OBGYNs who went on record saying in their vast experience, and they're all experienced OBGYNs, that there is never a medical reason to do so. And I personally have witnessed this. The thing with...
All right, folks, she goes on. It's just extraordinary commentary, but I want to save as much time as we can for our guest today. But I hope that was moving to you. If you know anybody who's in that situation, I hope you'll share that video with them. You know, it breaks your heart. And again, I've met her children, and those children would not have existed if she had listened to the people pressuring her to get rid of them. It's just, you know, it's heartbreaking. You don't know what else to say. A couple of quick news items. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has lost her bid for re-election. That just happened yesterday. Challengers Paul Vallas and second place candidate Brandon Johnson will now be in a runoff on April 4th. Now, Biden's got a really interesting word salad. This just happened about a nurse. Check this out.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand them. She'd whisper, she'd lean down. She'd actually breathe on me to make sure that there was a connection, a human connection. She even went home and brought back her pillow from her own bed because she didn't knew the one where I had the one comfortable. But I'm not joking.
Yeah, she's not joking, okay? Try to make sense of that word sound. Folks, I'm sorry. With all due respect to the Office of the Presidency, I almost feel like they're deliberately trying to humiliate our country. I mean, why would they put this guy up there without a teleprompter to babble about a nurse bringing him a pillow from home? I mean, I don't even know what to say. Finally, speaking of Biden, interesting news now coming out. A number of Iranian warships have docked in Rio de Janeiro with the approval of the new communist regime that took power in Brazil through massive voter fraud. And it turned out the Biden regime knew that these Iranian warships were coming to Brazil. They knew that the U.S. government or that the Brazilian government was going to allow it. And so Biden asked the regime in Brazil to please hold off on letting them dock until Lula, the communist wannabe dictator of Brazil, gets in and out of Washington, D.C. so we don't have to answer all these troublesome questions. I think they need to be answering these troublesome questions. Now, here's what the U.S. ambassador to Brazil said. In the past, those ships facilitated illegal trade and terrorist activities. They've also been sanctioned by the United States. Brazil is a sovereign nation, but we firmly believe those ships should not dock anywhere. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, says the docking of Iranian warships in Brazil is a dangerous development and a direct threat to the safety and security of Americans. Folks, what's happening now, the world is being divided up into two factions. the United States and NATO versus the BRICS, the Communist Chinese, the Russians, etc. I think they're trying to stir up a global conflagration to finally usher in their one world system. When we get back, we're going to talk about the one world system, especially the World Health Organization, with a guest who is not only a medical professional, but an incredibly astute analyst about what's going on in the world today. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Breggin.
Art, passion, visual adventure, value, investment. Visit us at CoralGablesArtGallery.com or call 786-284-2249.
Are you concerned about your child's education? Are you considering removing your children from the failing public schools? Greater Than I Ministries can help by giving you 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Biblical Worldview video series and a free home educator's kit as a bonus for your purchase. This powerful video series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth that you need to fight the battle of ideas warring against our families. And our free home educator's kit will instantly connect you with the resources you need to take control of your child's education. Just go to gtimin.com and click the Buy Now button at the top. Choose the DVD or the streaming version. Then enter the promo code Newman at the checkout for your 15% discount. That's gtimin.com. Click the Buy Now button at the top, choose the format you wish, and enter the promo code Newman at the checkout to receive our free home educator's kit and 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Worldview video series. You'll be glad you did.
The Homegrown Generation Family Expo is back. The Homegrown Generation Family Expo is a live and fully interactive online conference coming March 6th through 9th. The conference will feature many of today's most popular speakers addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face, and every session will give you the opportunity to have your questions answered. Registration is now open at homegrowngeneration.com. Use the coupon code Newman to save $10 on registration today. It'll be 4 days of nonstop encouragement and fun that you can enjoy from the comfort of your home. Registration includes lifetime access to every session. Mark your calendars for March 6th through 9th and visit homegrowngeneration.com to register today.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back to the Center Report, everybody. Our guest today is Dr. Peter Breggin. He and his wife are just unbelievable, amazing human beings. They've been working together for almost 40 years. Peter graduated from Harvard College. He took his psychiatric residency at Harvard, where he was a teaching fellow at Harvard Medical School. Then he became a full-time consultant at the National Institutes of Mental Health. He's known as the conscience of psychiatry. He's been working on this for decades, trying to reform this, really, in my opinion, very dangerous industry. He helped stop the return of the lobotomy. He tried to stop the electroshock torture that they claim is some sort of treatment. And he's just been doing so much good work. He's published more than 20 medical and popular books. He has co-edited and co-authored some with his wife, Ginger. In fact, I've got one of their amazing books right here. It's called COVID-19 and the Global Predators. We Are the Prey. It's written by Dr. Peter Breggin and his wife, Ginger Breggin. And it's got introductions from some of this show's favorite doctors, Peter McCullough, Vlad Zelenko, and Elizabeth Vliet. we could talk about so many incredibly important things, but I want to focus today on two that I have spent a little bit of time on with Dr. Bregan. Dr. Bregan, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's an honor to have you. I want to ask first about the World Health Organization. You've got a new article out over at America Out Loud, and you say this is actually the single greatest threat to personal and political freedom today. That's the World Health Organization. Explain to us why you think the WHO is such a major threat to us right now.
Well, they were the spearhead for COVID-19, and they were really under the control, they're still under the control of an odd combination of the Chinese Communist Party on the one hand, and Bill Gates, who is a major funder. In fact, when Trump stopped funding the World Health Organization, which is something I agreed with, Bill Gates stepped in to increase his funding of it. And Gates is a longtime friend of the Chinese Communists. He has two awards from them. I think the only American to be so lavished with praise as a friend of the Communist Chinese. And they feel that the WHO has been just so effective in organizing and enforcing this shutdown throughout the world, in shutting down, helping shut down on giving good treatments to patients so they'd be forced to die or take the vaccine, which is also turning out to be a terrible instrument of death. So they just see a lot of opportunity there. The head of the WHO is really a punk. He's a Chinese communist. I think he's got a master's in public health or something like that. He's not a physician. First head of the WHO is not a physician. And he's an ally of the Chinese communists. They've gotten him in for two straight terms. Second term, no opposition. Imagine that, no opposition for this, one of the most powerful jobs in medicine in the world. There are two phases, or two actually different approaches that the Biden administration and other globalists, and Biden is, that administration is really a global predatory administration. That, by the way, accounts for why they would do things like open the borders, shut down the gas, gas line from China's, excuse me, from Canada, so that we are no longer the preeminent provider of fuel and heating oil to the world, and why they would shut down so much on freedom of speech and so many other really negative things, because the Biden administration is primarily aligned with the globalists, and that means with the World Health Organization. And the Biden administration proposed on their own, got the support of 40 or so other nations, new amendments to the rules and regulations that govern the WHO, and these amendments remove all restriction, basically, on what the Director General of WHO can do to any country if he himself suspects, merely suspects, that there may be an international event going on of an emergency of concern to the world, just some concern in his mind. It doesn't have to be a pandemic or anything close to that or a giant earthquake. It's just something that he is suspicious about. And if these amendments are passed this coming May, toward the end of May, at the annual meetings of the governing body of WHO, the WHO, if it believes that in New Jersey some smog is floating over Canada, or if they think that what's happened in Palestine, Ohio, that cloud's drifting over to the Canadian border, they would be able to take unilateral action, specifically without permission of the United States, to take control of those parts of our health system that pertain to these issues, which is fundamentally the national health system. An agenda behind it all also is to have a national health system under the WHO, and no more real national health systems in the world. So it's a robbing of the United States sovereignty and a robbing of our individual state sovereignty, and then on down to our personal sovereignty. The second method is closely related If they can't get these amendments passed, which requires a vote of more than 50% of the nations, I'm afraid they'll get it. But if they can't get it in this coming May, then they will continue to search to find countries to sign an agreement with them to the same effect, giving up national sovereignty to the World Health Organization and hence the United Nations and hence Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all that, the whole crew of the worst of the predators. And these are really treaties, but they won't be called treaties. They'll be called agreements to try to bypass our Senate, and they will be legally binding under international law, just as the new amendments would be. So we're looking at a wholesale attack on the sovereignty of all nations of the world, particularly the Western world. And the reason for the attack is that we stand in the way still of a complete global takeover, which is what these groups are looking for. I'll take a breath at that point, Alex.
Brilliantly stated. Thank you, Dr. Bregan. And I agree with all of that. In fact, I've been watching this in horror. And I've seen, too, the communist who runs the World Health Organization literally was on the Politburo of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, an ethno-Marxist terrorist organization, so designated by numerous governments, including ours. And he says climate change is a global health crisis and gun violence is a global health crisis. Racism is a global health crisis. So every element of our lives
equity,
under the thinking.
Even equity, that vague thing, right. Equity.
So everything would then come under the banner of this WHO. Dr. Bregan, there have been a lot of ways proposed to combat this. We've got bills in Congress now to defund the WHO. I guess even without passing a bill in September, they should be able to block all funding for the WHO. I actually have spoken to some of my legislators here in Florida. Some of them went on record in public and committed that they would pass a law if something like this were to go through, where we would say no employee or contractor of the state of Florida or any subdivision thereof may participate in the enforcement or of any policy or directive coming from the WHO, even if it came down through Washington, D.C. What are your thoughts on the best way to block this and protect our self-government, our freedoms, and protect ourselves from this global threat?
Well, it's my understanding that international law and our own Supreme Court have kind of said these international treaties have force and do preempt state law. So there's going to be a big fight ahead. I mean, there's really only one thing we can do, and it should be the main focus of everything we do right now, which is to retake our government while we still can, to actually have a conservative House and Senate, and to retake the presidency. We have to recognize that the presidency was stolen, no more mamby-pambying about it. There's no question about it. We have to recognize that it was stolen not only by the direct intervention, some by the Chinese communists, into the polling places, but also by the collusion that's now come out between our government and all the social platforms, so that whether you Googled or you tried to say something on Facebook or wherever you wanted to communicate, it got distorted or derailed if it was in favor of President Trump. And when we have a system whereby our major tech corporations can actually cut the President of the United States off from all communication through his major systems right before the election, that's a fixed election. Let's not kid ourselves. We don't need any more evidence than that, because that would turn any election in itself. So we've got to get real. We've got to get really backing, monitoring the polling booth, speaking out about elections, letting the world know we won't be silenced about it. And we've got to go after these big tech corporations. And unfortunately, many, many major corporations that are trying to push the woke agenda, to cozy up to China, keep business going in China. I mean, this is the big picture. It's saving constitutional democracy with a bedrock of people who are patriotic, who love God, who believe in the Constitution, believe in the Bill of Rights. We are literally the last hope for the globe, all of humanity, because they're out to snuff us out in order to take over the globe. That's the agenda. We must not lose sight of the potential cataclysm and what we can do.
And your book does a masterful job of proving what you just outlined right there. I mean, this is not hyperbole. These are actual predators. They actually intend to steal all our freedom and kill an enormous number of people. In fact, they've been pretty successful over the last few years. Dr. Bregan, we're down to just about 4 minutes left before the end of the show. I want to ask you, you and I spoke a little bit about this for an article I did for the Illinois Family Institute some weeks ago, but some new data just got released. This came out of the CDC just less than 2 weeks ago. And I mean, the CDC can't be trusted for anything, but if these are even remotely true, this is unbelievable. Almost 6 in 10 girls, teenage girls, felt persistently sad or hopeless. About 1 in 3 seriously considered attempting suicide.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at RightEonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at RightEonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, RightEon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RightEonStore.com today.
Ohio Brett here, host of the Ohio Brett Show for God, Country, and Sports on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming TV network in the world. And the reason why it's so important, because the Lord is using us to get truth out to we the people. Center left, center right, we're uniting like never before. Blacks, whites, Asian, and Hispanics, all uniting on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. We'll see you soon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
Alex Newman, thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to start every day, today like we do every day, with a Bible verse. This comes out of Matthew chapter 18. It's in verse 6. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Pretty strong words, a pretty strong warning there from Jesus. And you'll see why that's relevant. Our guest today is going to talk about what is being done to our children in books, right? It's been a hot topic with what's going on in the libraries. Well, our guest today has written a book about this. It's worse than you can possibly imagine. Before we get into the news of the day, folks, I want to remind you, go to preparewithsentinel.com. That's preparewithsentinel.com. You get some amazing deals. And folks, as I was looking through the news today to figure out what to talk about on the show, I saw multiple news reports about food shortages in the United Kingdom. I've been warning you now for a long time that the global food shortages were already starting to hit. Reagan, if you can show the screenshots of those news articles, that would be great. Yeah, so here you see now the blame game is going around. Who's responsible for the food shortages? Oh, my goodness, right? So this is happening now, folks, in the United Kingdom. They're rationing fruits and vegetables at the grocery store. It's going to get worse. I actually just spoke with Tommy Waller the other day. He's the new head of the Center for Security Policy. We're going to have him on the show here soon. And he is warning about massive food chaos coming in the not-too-distant future. Another headline from today, U.S. cattle inventory sinks to the lowest level since 1962. Folks, I've been worrying about this crisis for years. I've actually been preparing myself and my family for this for years, and it should have been obvious. Because evil people are deliberately doing this, right? The UN, the Great Reset crowd over at the World Economic Forum, they want to transform our food supply, which really means eliminate small farmers, small ranchers, and take total control of the food supply, and ultimately have you eating bugs. But in the meantime, it may get really, really, really rough in the intervening years. And so, folks, I encourage you, go to preparewithsentinel.com. You'll get great stuff there through My Patriot Supply. That's the company I've been using for years. And if you go through preparewithsentinel.com, you'll get $200 off every three-month emergency food kit. Plus, you'll get a whole bunch of incredible free stuff like what you see on your screen right now. You'll get a free survival kit with guide. You'll get a 4-in-1 LED flashlight, reading lamp, radio with a solar panel, and a hand crank. You'll get waterproof matches, emergency blanket, emergency folding stove, all kinds of stuff that you would want in a crisis situation. Now, you know, being in Florida, we're used to crisis situations. We've got a lot of this stuff at home. But if you haven't thought about these things, folks, this is a great opportunity. If you buy a three-month food kit that turned over supplies, medications, countermeasures to the World Health Organization for redistribution even before the needs of Americans were taken care of. Also in this draft is the absolutely absurd claim that intellectual property is a barrier to scientific progress for all. Compare that with what our founding fathers said. They said that we needed an intellectual property protection system. Why? To, and I'm quoting directly from the Constitution, promote the useful arts and sciences. So, not only does intellectual property not hurt progress, it actually promotes progress. This WHO thing is an abomination, and they're hoping to pass it through without even Senate ratification, folks. So be aware. Get on the phone with your elected representatives. This is absolutely critical. Speaking of globalism and the Biden regime, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, today was posting on Twitter promoting this abomination called the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Today is the 75th birthday of this monstrous document. Check it out.
Mr. Secretary General, High Commissioner Turk, President Balik, fellow members of the United Nations Human Rights Council, we are marking 75 years since the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. At its heart is a simple yet revolutionary idea. Human rights are universal. Or, as the drafters of the Declaration put it, human rights belong to all members of the human family. And these rights are indivisible, interdependent, and co-equal. These principles were not shaped by any one country, region, or ideology. They were discussed, debated, and meticulously drafted by experts from countries big and small, north and south, centuries old, and newly independent.
All right, folks, he goes on and on and blabbers for a few more minutes, but I want to share something with you, folks. I've been hammering on this for a long time. The UN's vision of human rights is exactly diametrically opposed to the vision of rights as found in our founding documents. See, our founding fathers said, God created you. God gave you rights. Government should protect those rights. These are biblical ideas. God said don't murder, right? That means God gave you a right to life. God said don't steal. That means God gave you a right to property. These are rights that God gave you. They're not given to you by government. Government's role is to punish those who violate these commands because those things are evil. If someone steals from you, the government must punish that evil. If someone kills you, the government must punish that evil. So this is the Christian understanding of God-given rights. This is what's in our Constitution. This is actually from the Western tradition. Now, under the UN's perverted vision of human rights, God doesn't give you rights. The government gives you rights. And international agreements and international organizations give you rights. And, of course, they can be restricted, abolished at will under virtually any pretext. And if you read the UN Universal Declaration of Pseudo-Human Rights, you will see that very clearly. Let me give you an example. If you go to Article 29, the UN Declaration of Human Rights says that you cannot use your rights contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Okay, that's right in the text of the agreement. In other words, you have no rights if the government says you don't or if the UN doesn't agree. Okay, imagine like the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law infringing on the freedom of speech unless Congress doesn't like that freedom of speech, in which case then you don't have any freedom of speech. That's how crazy this is, folks. But it gets worse. Not too long ago, the head of the UN actually celebrated the advent of so-called homosexual marriage as a great leap forward for human rights. Can you imagine that? Also, under the guise of human rights, the UN says we need to ban free speech. They say we need to get rid of our God-given right to keep and bear arms. They say we need to throw out states' rights. They say we need to throw out our due process protections and our right to a trial by jury. And I've written on this extensively for a long time, folks. In fact, they say that corporal punishment of your children is a violation of their human rights, okay? So, folks, this is absolutely crazy. If they want to talk about human rights, they should first worry about their own peacekeeping troops, famous around the world for raping women and children. So, let's go over to closer to home news. Governor Katie Hobbs, imposter Governor Katie Hobbs of Arizona, has settled it once and for all. She has spoken. She will not speak about it again. She's not working for the Sinaloa drug cartel. Watch.
Now you all have one burning question. I'm only going to answer it once. No, I'm not involved with the Sinaloa cartel. I'm not taking bribes from them, and I'm not laundering their money. So, just kidding. Anyway.
Okay, well, that settles it. Right. Folks, I hope you tuned in yesterday for Brennan Howes' show. I was on a panel there with Colonel John Mills and Pete Santilli. I started investigating this over a decade ago. I found out that the Sinaloa cartel was actually tied at the hip to U.S. intelligence. I've written many, many articles about this. The documentation is absolutely clear. And also the Chi-Coms are involved. You remember Operation Fast and Furious, where they were sending weapons to drug cartels in Mexico? Yeah, it's all related, folks. So we'll spend more time on that another day. A new study just came out from the Manhattan Institute showing that K-12 schools are actually indoctrinating children into radical and revolutionary political ideologies, the critical race theory, the social justice stuff. All of it, folks, is in there. 93% of Americans aged 18 through 20, said that they learned about this garbage in their government schools. That includes white privilege garbage. It includes systematic racism. It includes nonsense about the evils of the patriarchy, right? The gender stuff, the transgenderism. So, folks, don't believe your lying politicians. This is absolutely in the school, and it's going to remain in the school as long as we keep trusting government to educate our children. Weird news, the British government, in addition to now working on dealing with a food crisis, they wanted to slaughter everybody's cats to deal with COVID. Here's the former health minister admitting it.
There was a moment when we were very unclear about whether domestic pets or not could transmit the disease. In fact, there was an idea at one moment that we may have to ask the public to exterminate all the cats in Britain. Can you imagine what would have happened if we had wanted to do that? And yet there was, for a moment, a little bit of evidence about that. So that had to be investigated and closed down.
Come and get my cat, right? Not going to happen, folks. Absolutely not going to happen. But this is the kind of madness that these politicians will do if they're left to their own devices, right? If you leave them alone, they will steal all your freedom and they will even come and kill your cats. So they need to be kept on a very short leash. I'm not talking about your dogs. I'm talking about the politicians. Also, folks, the Florida Senate has an interesting bill. It's called the Ultimate Cancel Act, and it would ban any party or organization that was previously involved in supporting slavery in its platform. See you later, Democratic Party. Right, they're not actually going to do it, I'm sure, but nice trolling there. Congratulations to Florida Republicans. Also, Representative Chip Roy, he had some really harsh words for his fellow Republicans in Congress, in the House of Representatives, who are hoping to do absolutely nothing and spit on your face and tell you that it's raining. Yeah, watch.
No more games as I saw unfold today on the floor of the House of Representatives, where lies and misrepresentations were made about legislation, specifically for personal reasons to take down an amendment. An amendment, by the way, designed to ensure that the executive orders that are driving up inflation that this majority said they wanted to expose out of the current president and our Democratic colleagues on the other side of the aisle, that they would exempt emergency executive orders, exempt national security-related executive orders, the very kinds of emergency executive orders that have been killing this country for as long as I can remember, and specifically for the last several years through the COVID pandemic and emergency responses. Executive orders forcing needles into the people's arms. And if they say no and they can't carry out their livelihoods, shrinking the labor supply, driving up the cost of goods and services by shutting down the greatest economy in the history of the world. my colleagues on this side of the aisle today ran away from actually holding the executive branch responsible. Why? For petty, personal, political reasons. That ain't gonna fly. That's not gonna be the way this works. Leadership is something that is observed and followed. It is not an anointed position.
We can cut. All righty, folks. Powerful, powerful warning there to rhinos in the House of Representatives. Leadership, we're looking at you. Also, bankruptcy filings are surging all across the United States. They're at the highest level now since 2009. Federal Reserve and Biden administration are tinkering with different things. And, of course, it will always end in disaster when central planners are messing around. Even if they were well-intentioned, it always produces disaster. But we know they are not well-intentioned in this case. And finally, folks, before we go to our guests today, I want to show you a video that was smuggled out of a January 6th gulag showing some of these imprisoned men praying for their country, for the nation's leaders, and for all of us. Check this out.
Everybody's outside right now. Mickey and a whole bunch of other people are outside.
We love you, Mickey.
Love you, Mickey. Love you, Mickey.
Yeah, and so we're going to, Julian's going to lead a prayer. And then we're going to do what we do every night at 9 o'clock is sing the national anthem.
America. America.
And we're talking about how much
we're doing our own little photo shoot here for you on the reverse side of this. I'm waving at it right now, so you're going to see this in the future.
America.
And it's going to be pretty cool. So I've got Julian Cater here, and he's going to do the prayer to start us off, and then we're going to do the national anthem.
In the name of the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Thank you for this experience, God, that we may get to grow and have a chance to become better men and more humble followers of your word and your will. Even though we may not fully understand it or see the whole path yet, we have full faith and confidence that you have a plan for us. I'd like to pray for our broken nation, O God. May every soul come to know the love and grace of your only Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Good Shepherd.
Cut,
he's the true vine, the lion of the...
All righty, folks, powerful stuff. Those are, of course, the political prisoners rotting away in federal gulags, as in many cases they sit around now for almost 2 years with no trial. We must not forget them in our prayers. And you'd hope some of these people in Congress would do something about it. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We're going to be right back with two very special guests to talk about what they're doing to our children. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about your child's education? Are you considering removing your children from the failing public schools? Greater Than I Ministries can help by giving you 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Biblical Worldview video series and a free home educator's kit as a bonus for your purchase. This powerful video series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth that you need to fight the battle of ideas warring against our families. And our free home educator's kit will instantly connect you with the resources you need to take control of your child's education. Just go to gtimin.com and click the Buy Now button at the top. Choose the DVD or the streaming version. Then enter the promo code Newman at the checkout for your 15% discount. That's gtimin.com. Click the Buy Now button at the top. Choose the format you wish and enter the promo code Newman at the checkout to receive our free home educator's kit and 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Worldview video series. You'll be glad you did.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
The Homegrown Generation Family Expo is back. The Homegrown Generation Family Expo is a live and fully interactive online conference coming March 6th through 9th. The conference will feature many of today's most popular speakers addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face, and every session will give you the opportunity to have your questions answered. Registration is now open at homegrowngeneration.com. Use the coupon code Newman to save $10 on registration today. It'll be 4 days of nonstop encouragement and fun that you can enjoy from the comfort of your home. Registration includes lifetime access to every session. Mark your calendars for March 6th through 9th and visit homegrowngeneration.com to register today.
All right, welcome back to the Sentinel Report, everybody. I'm Alex Newman, your host. We have two very special guests with us today. Our first guest is Deborah DeGroff. She is a wife and grandmother. She became interested in the subject of children's books when her oldest child started reading. While reading the then-current literature of the 1980s, she noted a contrast between those books and the books that she had read as a child, and so she looked into it more. Curiosity shifted into concern, and then she started a lifetime of research, and her work is just unbelievably important, folks. So she's got a book called Between the Covers, What's Inside a Children's Book. Reagan, if you can get that up and throw it on the screen as soon as you have it, that would be great. You can find it at whatsinsidechildrensbooks.com. Hugely significant. Also with us is Linda Goodsmith. She is a returning guest. She's the author of a number of books, including these children's books here that I absolutely love, Mimi's Strategy. I read these to my kids. They can't get enough of them. Papa, can we read Mimi's Strategy? They just love it. Ladies, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Debbie, let's start with you. You have been exploring what is inside these children's books. And obviously, we know now there's a lot of pornography. There's a lot of inappropriate subjects. But it goes even beyond that with the manipulation of words and the manipulation of thought. Share with us what you think is the agenda here behind what's going on in our children's books.
Well, first of all, we have to go back to your subject. And that's the work you did with Sam Blumenfeld on reading. And we deliberately dumbed the children down. And I'm so pleased to see Linda there today because she was the one who got excited actually about my work on reading levels. And I think that would be a good subject to start with. If we can do that, is that okay?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Please go ahead, Debbie.
All right, I would like to quote Sam Blumenfeld from his book, The New Illiterates and How to Keep Your Child from Becoming One. He says, there's probably no way more calculated to confuse, discourage, and finally frustrate a child than teaching him to read via the whole word method. Not only does this method not teach the child to read, but it places almost insurmountable obstacles to his ever learning to read. And the amazing thing is not how many children fail to learn how to read by this method, but how many manage to circumvent the method and learn to read despite it. And I can almost hear him saying those words. So.
Yep. And folks, if you haven't read that book yet, I highly encourage it. The New Illiterates. I actually have it behind me. I learned so much from that book. It's mind blowing. He wrote it back in the 1970s, and yet they're still using this quackery today. But so Debbie, all right, they're dumbing the kids down with the methods they're using to teach reading. To what end? For what purpose? Where is this going?
Well, it's easier to control them. When they went to the whole word recognition, of course, they dumbed down the literature. You know, in the early 1900s, kids read classics for fun. You know, this was pleasure reading. And now it's almost unheard of to see high schoolers reading your classics. So what they've done, they've dumbed the books down with a controlled vocabulary. And then how they do a mind shift on your children is mainly by omission. So for example, last weekend I just read a book about a Syrian family who came to the United States. Now I've read and reread those sections, and as near as I can tell, it would have been on a tourist visa, which has a limit. I think it's 90 days. But in the book, they leave out all of those information or questions. And so all of a sudden, the girl is in public school. Well, how did that happen if you're on a tourist visa? And also, her mother was pregnant. So we now have a new United States citizen. But see, none of these arguments are brought up. All of this information is kept away from the children. And the only thing they get is that emotional bond with the character. And somebody has bullied the character, and so now they are a defendant. And nobody should bully anybody or treat anybody unkindly. But they're using these children to make rules not apply to certain groups of people.
Yeah, so, and go ahead, Debbie.
Well, I'm just saying we're very caught up and should be in the obscenities. Mm. Of course we should be. I mean, you know, it's horrifying, and obscenities is not technically protected free speech. But the ideologies are worse in shaping your children's indoctrination. Sometimes parents look at a book, and if it has no profanity and it has no sex in it, they think it's a good book, okay? And when you're dealing with your picture books and your juvenile books, you're typically not dealing with sex or profanity. But these are the ones who are molding your children. They're not equipped. They do not know history. They do not know all these things that you do. And so they are being changed, and the parents do not realize what happened. This can happen to homeschoolers, too, who were turned loose in a library where parents assume that the books are safe and neutral.
Yep. And folks, parents, if you have kids, or grandparents, if you have grandkids, pay close attention here. This is undoubtedly going to affect you, or already has. Linda, let's go to you. You're actually working on a new book. I hope I'm not stealing your thunder here, but you're working on a new book. It's not published yet, called Space is No Longer the Final Frontier, Reality Is, about this really horrifying effort to break down the most basic identities of children, even like, you know, their gender, their sexuality. Talk a little bit about what you think they're doing to our children and the role of the schools and the school books that are being pumped into the classrooms and the libraries.
Well, I think that what Deborah brought up, everything is connected, and that what people really need to understand the whole gestalt of all of this, is that globalism is a replacement ideology that seeks to replace the current Westphalian system of independent sovereign nations with one world planetary governance. So dumbing the kids down, teaching sight words instead of phonics so that kids can't read, all of this is part of it. Education, it was understood to be the prime mover, because children live what they learn. So the globalist asymmetric warfare on children, it's psychological warfare. And it is information that seeks to replace parental authority with the authority of the state. Now, this is a very important thing to understand, because if you don't understand the malevolence of this, you think, oh, they're still teaching sight words. Well, they'll think of a new way to do it. No, they knew in 1956 that Johnny couldn't read with Fleisch's book. So why, 70 years later, are they still teaching reading with sight words? English is a phonetic language. It is the most fundamental thing to teach a child to read phonetically. Yes. So why aren't they doing it? Well, at this point, you have to say, if you want to know the motive, look at the result. You've got massive functional illiteracy in this country because kids can't read. And now they show icons of things instead of reading a word. Why? Because that comports to the whole sight word malevolence. Now, think about this. When a child learns to read, they can read anything. That means the entire world of information is open to them. But if you're a globalist who wants totalitarian control of the world, you want to control the information. So the best way to do it is to have people not be able to read. They're functionally illiterate. The statistics on this in this country are absolutely staggering. And I can't say it enough that now what's happening is that the people, young people, have gone through the American educational system, which no longer teaches basic skills, which is what every child needs to learn to succeed in life. Okay, reading, writing, arithmetic, it opens the whole world of information. So, you know, you have to say why. And then,
Mr. Tune in. Trust me, we're going to have a scoop of the top eight. We're going to have a scoop.
These teachers still do it. I mean, it's like talking about these doctors that are still jabbing people with mRNA, quote, vaccines, the vaccines that are not vaccines. You have to wonder why. Where is this all coming from? And for me, it just seems that we have to take a step back and realize that the globalist objective is one world government. So we have to think of everything that's happening, whether it's political medicine, politicized education, no matter what, we have to think about it in terms of war games. And once you understand that we are a world at war, because national sovereignty is under attack, okay? Once you understand that these are war games, then you understand why if Johnny couldn't read in 1956, and they're still doing the same thing in 2023, that's weaponized education.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Linda. We're just about out of time, ladies. A lot of what you guys were talking about, we actually, Sam Blumenfeld and I actually covered in this book, Crimes of the Educators. It's available on Amazon. You can get it on our website, libertysentinel.org. If you go to the shop, we'll ship you an autographed copy. But ladies, I'm sorry we ran out of time. There's so much more to talk about. Linda, we actually just published one of your articles on my website, I think today, about how they're disappearing all the dates from the news articles. I mean, so many issues. We'll have to get you guys back. Debbie, what's the best place to get your book, Between the Covers?
Well, the only place you can get the book is on my website, whatsinsidechildrensbooks.com. I do have a Kindle version for international orders because of the shipping, available on Amazon, but the book on my website.
Parents, if you have kids, if grandparents, if you have grandchildren, get a copy. I'm telling you, it's a very, very serious warning. And Linda, what's the best place to get these and the other wonderful things you do?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and of course they're available to be ordered any bookstore in the entire world if you don't want to go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
Excellent. Linda Goodsmith, Debbie DeGroff, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for all the work. Hopefully we'll get you back very soon to break this down even further. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, folks.
Bye-bye.
We are out of time for today. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Support our advertisers. Go to MyPillow.com. Get yourself some pillows. I mean, you're going to need pillows anyway. Go to MyStore.com. Use that promo code Newman and get all kinds of great products. See you again tomorrow, God willing. Until then, God bless you all.